Now, the neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us. We're back with Jim in just a moment.
In Oklahoma, there are those who drive pickups and those who understand that it's good to know someone who does. It's not some sort of status thing. We just all work hard at what we do and come together when we need to. Now that's what you call a good policy. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. He works with land grants around the country. Jim Robb is the Senior Director of the Livestock Market Information Center, joining us today as we first look back and ask him to think about what 2016 was for the cattle business.
I would put 2016 kind of in the disappointing category. Prices eroded and fell more quickly than anticipated. We really hit some real lows back in the fourth quarter of 2016. We had more beef production coming online than we thought there was, and more pork production. Took a while for the markets to adapt to that, and you know, we by the end of 2016, we kind of got the markets back on a firmer footing. Still, year-to-year decreases in cattle prices were anticipated, but not to the extent that they fell. We have to remember that in 2016 was the first year since 2010, Ron, that we had a year-over-year increase in U.S. beef production. So we're swimming upstream now, in a sense, and we have been for a couple of years, where prior we were, you know, had smaller supplies keeping us looking ahead and being positive on the price front, and we've really flipped that corner. But there were some positives in 2016, too.
You know, as far as those positives are concerned, what really sticks out in your mind?
Well, I think two things. First of all, you know, the second half of 2015 into 2016, we really struggled on the export front. And the imports of beef were still very large. This drought in Australia is now seems to be behind us, and we did regain some ground on the export side and regain some market share. And also those imports continue to drop as anticipated, but maybe a little bit more than anticipated. So that international trade front actually had a better second half of 2016. And I think really how we rebounded out of the depths of those really weak prices did show that the retail marketplace started to pick up, featuring of beef and all that. It takes several weeks to get all that lined up. And again, we had really large pork supplies and chicken supplies. And in that context, I think domestic beef demand held up rather well. We had some year-to-year declines, but pretty normal given the amount of pork and chicken and those very low prices. So, you know, it's hard to find a lot of bright spots, but I think there were some.
Seemed like one of the things that we really saw happen throughout most of the year, the marketings were fairly aggressive. Seems like we stayed ahead of, you know, pulled cattle ahead enough that we really didn't get behind and pile up those huge huge weights and on our carcasses and all of that.
Absolutely, we returned to much more normal marketing rates. In fact, they were probably a little bit ahead of normal. So in contrast to 2015, where it really became rather clear late in the year what was really pressuring prices, it was a little harder to discover this year. But again, those marketing rates, we did a much better job of marketing cattle through feed yards. And in a sense, you know, all of a sudden now the feeder cattle market profile is not one. We didn't give the incentives to hold cattle, and that worked out probably to our benefit, as we saw in the nice price rally in the cattle markets that happened in December.
Jim Robb with the LMIC. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. 2017 has arrived, and Bell Ringer 30 coming up the 11th and 12th of January. Going to be broadcast live out of Denver by Superior Livestock on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. On Wednesday, January 11th, I feature yearling cattle. On Thursday, January 12th, wean calves. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Bell Ringer 30 coming the 11th and 12th of January. Don't miss it. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.